The sun is shining and spring is in the air as I arrive at the City Station, a soup kitchen in the heart of the West German city of Bonn. I step through the door and I'm transported into another world. Inside, I'm hit by a wall of cigarette smoke. At the tables, groups of men and women wait patiently for something to eat. They look up at me with tired eyes.
Nee, rauchen ist jetzt gleich essig.
Behind the bar stands Markus Baldus, a heavy-set man with a Rhine Valley accent. He tells a group standing near him to put out their cigarettes. It's time to eat. All of this is a far cry from Markus's previous job as manager on a luxury cruise ship.
Es ist natürlich hier ein ganz anderes Umfeld.
It's very different here. The people that come in the door are different, and we are not here to make a profit. You don't earn much money. What we are doing here has another purpose.
Markus has been working here now for 6 months, at least 5 days a week. Half of his hours he does as a volunteer. For the rest, he's paid a small wage. The 29-year-old first came to know of the soup kitchen when he became homeless himself.
How did it happen? I came back from being at sea, and everything was fine. Then my relationship with my girlfriend fell apart. Then I landed in a clinic. My girlfriend was gone. My apartment was gone. I had to find a new path.
The best option for Markus was to begin working again. And so he started at the soup kitchen, which was located directly opposite the clinic he was at. His boss, Gerhard Roden, can still remember the first day that Markus approached him here for work.
People who work here find the job personally satisfying or want to give something back. It's also about getting back in the workforce again. They want medical insurance and pension entitlements, and that's what a job like this can get you.
Today, Markus shows his commitment to the cause. He won't be able to stop for lunch himself, he says. There are just too many people coming in the door. He'll likely serve over 100 people in the next two-hour period.
Today on the menu we have pasta with chicken schnitzel and tomato sauce. And there is a mixed salad, too. It's not bad for €1.
The food here is heavily subsidized by the city of Bonn so as to keep the prices low. For many here, this is the only decent meal they will get today. Most guests come to the City Station regularly, and they know Markus pretty well by now. Hans and Wolfgang both been coming here for at least 10 years, they tell me.
He's nice. Most of the staff here are. Sometimes maybe they haven't slept well and they're not in such a good mood. But that's fine.
This is a place to come for many people on the streets. You can come in and drink a cup of coffee in the morning. The staff here are very good. They know where the problems are. That's important.
As the main rush on the kitchen comes to an end, Markus has time to do the unofficial part of his job, chatting to the guests about their concerns. A homeless man comes up to Markus and leans against the bar. In between serving meals, Markus tries to give as much advice as he can. Sometimes it's also just about being positive and being prepared to listen.
I always say, us barkeepers always have to be amateur psychologists. I try to give the people a few tips, because I've been through it all myself. I wasn't doing drugs, but I know what it's like to be homeless. I tell them what to do, how to get help.
Although he doesn't count officially as one of the social workers at the City Station, Markus's work does force him to interact with everyone. Sometimes the guests can be agitated or frustrated, which means he sometimes has to throw people out into the cold. An unpleasant part of the job, he admits. An ability to get on with people and appreciate their situation is the most important thing, though, he says.
Sure, partially I am doing this for me, but I like doing it because I enjoy talking to these people. And because I know that it is something which really helps.
Markus hopes in the future to start as a full-time social worker at the City Station. A year ago, he would never have thought of doing that. Sometimes, he says, you just simply have to go where life leads you. Andre Leslie for DW in Bonn.